congratulations once again. Article 26 of the convention created this basis, legal basis, that is, which was strengthened in 2019, significant progress has been made in 2021, the creation of the National Institute for Women's Affairs. At least it's strengthening the what you do to combat sexual harassment and SUBV, sexual and reproductive health has been enhanced. All of these, this progress is commendable. And also would like to commend you for having in 2024 created the National Human Rights Committee, or that institution, and the A status under the Paris Principles. This being said, I have three issues. There is ongoing existence of inequality given that the texts are not known or enforced, despite the legal basis under Article 40 of the Convention, of the Constitution rather, which calls for an increased dissemination of legal texts. The literacy rate of women, over 50%, as well as the fact that you have a huge number of languages, which is a source of wealth but also difficulties in your country. You also have 40 ethnic groups. So my question to you is this: on the basis of the COBS we will be sending you, how will you speed up how much people know about their rights, including in rural areas? Two, on security, Minister, a recent meeting took place in September on the essential role to be played by women in peace and security in Benin and regionally. This conference was designed to involve women in decision-making processes, which means the Women Peace Security Plan of 2019 is going to be revised and strengthened. But how? Tell me, how are we going to consolidate this solidarity with the ECOWAS Solidarity Network for Women? And in February 2024, there was a training program against violent extremism and the proliferation of small arms and light weapons. Tell me, in what form will you guarantee the protection in particular of schools, which are sometimes the target, and also the mobilization of women there? For you are Minister of Justice. That is a crucial role to play, a crucial role, and the fact that you've come is crucial for us, because the consolidation of law is crucial for us. The National Institute for Women plays a prominent role, we've noted that, but access to justice today, in our view, is still not universal enough. So not all women can, especially in the light of the high rates of violence against them. Can you develop initiatives, or have you, to develop community justice and the independence of the judges and the training of judges to women's rights? Have you appointed, or can you appoint, judges who are women? And also, are you going to give this right, which lies at the heart of your policies, a truly local dimension, a truly guaranteed dimension? Because this is a major point. Two topics to conclude. You've strengthened the international framework for the rights of women. Do you use as a priority the international support and financial support you can trigger to speed up this policy for women's affairs, for women? And finally, civil society, my dear colleague Brenda Akia reminded you of the prominent role played by women in the history of your country and the Benin civilization. Can you tell us if you're ready to strengthen how much you invest in feminist organizations, guaranteeing their freedom of expression and freedom of operation and their initiatives, the inclusion of women's organizations? Can it be a real priority for you? We would like it to be. And do you give a special status to human rights defenders, because that can be a factor as to whether they can work well or not? Thank you.